we do a scene from Rosenkavalier's second act, the presentation of the rose, of the silver rose. At the time of the reign of the Empress Maria Theresia in Austria, it was a custom in aristocratic circles to send a young man with a silver rose as a sign of love to the bride-to-be. I don't know if I explained that right. Sounds very, very wrong to me. Baron Ox von Lerchenau, a very unpleasant bachelor, has decided to marry a young girl, the daughter of a nouveau riche, who just a convent. She is very pretty and very innocent, and much too nice for him. But he thinks that he does her a great favor in marrying her. She's very, very rich. He has nobody in his acquaintance who would do as a cavalier of the rose. So he goes to the Princess of Werdenberg, the wife of the Marechal, and von Kolzer always the Marschallin, and asks her if she knows somebody. And she certainly does. She sends Octavian, Count Octavian. He is 17 years old and he is her lover. And it is his first love affair, at least I hope it is. And he is a very, very impetuous and a very lovely looking young person. He is head over heels in love with the Marschallin. And when he arrives, he is very formal in bringing the silver rose. It is the first time in his life that he has to make a formal speech, and he does that. But as the Marschallin has said to him in the first act, that one day he will meet a young girl, and he will fall in love with this young girl and will forget all about her, and this happens. He sees Sophie and he falls in love. And they both have a conversation. She is rather I will not say stupid, but she is a very simple little girl who chats around with him. And it is to him something absolutely wonderful after these conversations, these very sophisticated conversations with the Marschallin. He feels much more like a man. He felt always with the Marschallin as something, somebody with whom she played. But here is a young girl who looks up to him and captivates his heart, absolutely. We start with a scene where she is expecting Octavian, the Rosenkavalier, and her old duenna, who is a friend, a nurse, a confidant, everything in one person, tells her everything what goes on outside. She sees how Octavian arrives and tells her. Octavian is sung by Halo Priest, yeah? Is that right? And Sophie is Nancy Trethaway. And the duenna is Edith Johnson. Just coming out of the convent, you are accustomed to pray the whole time. So you pray here without really paying much attention to what you are saying. You babble just a prayer. Because you are very interested what happens over there. You are here and look out of the window, and you imagine you see Octavian arriving. So, I see already it has no sense that I sit here.
Thank you.
Just turn that and say, oh, there he is coming. Demütigen. Yeah, one must feel this tremendous excitement that you have. And it's not that you pray so as if you know what you are saying. But she says the greatest nonsense. She said, to awaken the humility in me, I have to be very, very modest. I mean, it is really nonsense what she says, because of course if you are modest, then you have humility, right? Mm-hmm. So it's all, you babble it, you don't see it clearly. Die mir zu erwecken, muss ich mich demütigen. Always is Octavian coming. And you are very excited to know this is a young count, and everybody has told you he is very handsome, and you are excited to see him. Because you think that your bridegroom, your fiancé, he will be, oh, very much more beautiful than if already the messenger is so beautiful. How will then the baron be? He will be out of this world. You have never seen him. You are done for a great disappointment. So, die Demut in mir zu erwecken. The people who crying, Rofano, Rofano, Count Rofano. And that is much, what are they calling? What are they crying, you ask now? Then she says, was rufen denn die? And she says, they call the name of all these aristocrats to whom you will belong now. You are, oh, that's wonderful. Where is he now? And you say, fürstliche Verwandtschaft, make a deep curtsy. As if you see them before you, you are also tremendously impressed, of course.
Jetzt rangieren sich die Blüten. Jetzt rangieren sich die Bedienten, die Lokalien, schräge Briefe zu, denen ich die Weiber kaltig ab, ist ein Namen aufs Haus rufen, der herumgekommen.
Yeah.
Seite, wenn du sie wie ein heiliger Engel schaut er aus. Herr Gott im Himmel, ich weiß, der Stolz ist eine schwere Sünde, aber jetzt kann ich mich nicht. God, you have to understand that I just can't. Aber jetzt kann ich mich nicht sehen. Das ist ja so schön. Wenn du es last schön, you turn around. And you see already the servants coming in all in this very glamorous outfit. And you see there, and when Octavian appears with so many teeth, comes in.
Duane Courtesy also.
Oh, yes, and you run over so that you are on this side when he appears. Edith, don't do the whole time with your arms like this. It's too much the same what you do. Herrgott im Himmel.
Herrgott im Himmel, ich muss das tun.
Charlene has told you, you have to be very formal. Just come, it is a formal assignment which you have to fulfill. And you stand here, this is, of course, this is very, you have to have a lot of imagination. He comes there down the stairs and steps there in the light. I mean, this is very difficult to do here. You just stand here, and then with the music, da-di-da-di, you go very slowly, some steps, you have on the stage, a long way, so that you are around here, when you see die Rose seiner Liebe überreichen darf. And you go to her and you want to give it, but she makes a deep curtsy. So you have to react to that. With your left leg, you do this. And then you want to give it, and then she makes again. Each time she makes a curtsy, you have to react to it. It should be, you have a tiny touch of being funny, you know, a tiny touch, because you want really to bring the rose and get it over with. But she always makes a curtsy. So where you enter. Curtsy, both of you. That's enough. And when she sings the himmlische, you do one step. One must see that you react to that. And then when she says, ist ihm nicht auch, and you smell this rose, then you look into her eyes and it's like a thunder, like a lightning to fall in love. But look at her, little nice. This young man must have very much grace. When she says, hat einen starken Geruch wie Rosen, you say, ja, ist ein Tropfen persischen Rosen Öls da reingetan. You are quite right. But not just ja. Ja, we put some perfume into the guitar. Very nice. Come, let me show you. But it's so that you can see me, yeah? Wie himmlische. It was very nice, and you have to repeat it. Wie himmlische. You are a little more forward. So. Himmlische, nicht irdische.
Thank you.
I have been a boy, but now I feel I am a man, nicht wahr? Wenn du siehst, ich war ein Bub, da habe ich die noch nicht gekannt. Wer bin denn ich? Wie komme denn ich zu ihr? You know, this is a boy of with 17 years, he has had quite a lot of experience. He had a wonderful teacher for me. So you are too innocent, nicht wahr? You look at her, you are as innocent as Sophie, but you aren't. I mean, what you see in her is something which reminds you of the delights which you have experienced. And so immediately you would like to have her in your arms. But when you only say very slowly, when you do only this and say, ich war ein Bub, da habe ich die noch nicht gekannt. That is not enough. Ich war ein Bub. Yes, the Marshalin has always said to me, my boy, I was a boy, but now I feel I'm a man. Conduct with your hand. You did this, yeah. And then you have the whole time, you have this very expressionless hand here. That is, it has no sense when you say, ich war ein Bub, da habe ich die noch nicht gekannt. Wer bin denn ich? You are absolutely away from her here. You don't look at her. Wer bin denn ich? Wie kommt denn sie zu mir? Wie kommt denn ich zu ihr? Wie komme denn ich zu ihr? But your hand should not be, wer bin denn ich? Wie kommt denn sie zu mir? Wie komme denn ich zu ihr? It's very difficult. I know that. It's very difficult. So you have to have patience. And you, Edith, you are very intrigued by these two young people. You watch them and you think he is absolutely out of this world. And you think, oh, I hope the barrel is like that. Oh, I hope the barrel. Yeah, da geht was. Here's your hat. Oh no, you don't pay any attention to him. And he pushes the hat under your arm. And you come and you say, please give me the rose. You don't pay any attention to her. And you take the rose out of her hand and go back with the rose. And then when the music changes, you turn to her. What shall I do? If I just say, stand and sit down. In the meantime, I've got servants and bring the chairs. One chair is is over here. The end of that. And you turn to her. And you wait till she sits. So now you sit. Yeah, and sit with your leg here. So.
Ich kenn ihn schon.
One moment. Now, in this time, a young girl couldn't say to a man anything, the word bet. That's terrible. So you, when you hear that, sometimes the duenna starts to sleep, which is very good and very fun. If you really react to everything, you have told her what she has to say to Octavia when he comes. You have rehearsed that with her. And now she does something, she says, bet. You turn a little around and what's the matter? What did I do? Und such mir meine Gräflich und bloß nicht verwatschen. Ach, das ist gut. Kenn ich schon nicht. I don't want that you start to sleep.
Not now.
No, not at all. Watch the whole scene with the greatest of attention. And when she said das Name, ich immer abends mit ins Bett.
I thought you meant to sleep before.
No.
Das Name, ich immer abends mit ins Bett.
But you didn't react. Das nehme ich immer abends mit ins Bett, wenn she says Bett. You say.
Das nehme ich immer abends mit ins Bett. Und so mit meinen Zutrücken, praktisch schon für sich mir rauschen, wenn sie sagt, und sie das machen sie nicht. Ich weiß nicht, was euer Leben sieht, 17 Jahre und 200.
Look, Edith, let me show you that.
Yeah. Ich kenne dich. Sie kennt mich, Mama Sina. Ich bin da aus dem Buch.
the work which the Marshal evoked. And in Vienna, one likes very much gossip. So the servants have heard that. And the servants have told that. And through all Vienna, it went, you know what the Marshal calls a news lover, can. So you have heard that somehow. And when she hears that, she is absolutely horrified. But you are horrified. Can, my God, from where does she know that? Then you say, so then I have, so nice lady. Oh, God. I know what I'm doing, but you have no idea what it means, this can. That whole Vienna was laughing about that. Was weiß sie noch? Ja.
Ich weiß noch. Was weiß sie noch? Sagt sie mir zur Cousine. Ich weiß sie auch. Du gibst nicht den Tipp. Sie sind ja auch gut zwei Wochen. Ich weiß alle Tag.
Ladies with whom he is very, very well acquainted. This also you don't like, nicht wahr? You say again, and you turn around, you say, what is the matter? I did everything right, I haven't forgotten anything. You are like a schoolgirl, nicht wahr, who has learned the lesson.
Why is he dead?
And you react when she says, can. You are very embarrassed that, God, now this. I didn't like this idea that she has heard can. And then you say, weiß sie den Namen auch? Rather embarrassed. And then she says, your good friends call you like that. Yeah, that's true. And schöne Damen, oh my God.
Weiß sie den Namen auch?
Silly talk. You think it is absolutely wonderful that she says, I look forward to my marriage. Have you thought of your marriage? And you say, no, I haven't thought of that at all. I am 17 years old. No, I haven't. And you know, when she says, und schöne Dame, you even can cross. You ask, oh, God, this terrible girl. She does all the things which I have forbidden her to say. I need a man, you also, what is she saying? And then you say that is because he will make me a great lady of the world. Then you are satisfied again. But you have to react when she says, ich aber brauch erst einen Mann. What did she say? Macht mich ganz verwirrt. Ganz entzückt zur Seite, zu der Seite. Mein Gott, wie schön und gut sie ist. Sie macht mich ganz verwirrt.
Ich will dir meine Schuld nicht erfahren und in einem Mann umfahren.
Oh,